Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. So I like Fridays. I like all the days,
yes,
but you
do.
Know I like Fridays best. And I'm even someone who's kind of like under the philosophy of that, you know, you should enjoy every day. And,
yeah.
And you should. And that you should not always just be like, I want to get done with work or whatever. that you should be doing something, you know, that you enjoy. But despite all of that, I still cannot overcome the hype of just how cool a Friday is.
No one really can.
Yeah. It's just like, it's a cool day.
It is. So. And you know, as we're trying to really always focus on our positivity, we do want everyone to recognize that every day is a gift. But
yeah.
I think what you're really saying is this is more than a gift.
This is more than a gift. You know, I mean, especially.
It's a movement. This is the best day for you.
It is. And I mean, when you think about it, how long you spend like as a kid in school, which,
right.
you know, you're just like looking forward to Friday. So even if I worked every weekend, I would still just be excited for all the kids in the world to get out of school.
Well,
just in remembering
just
how much
generous.
I wanted to get out
yes.
of school. Yes.
I get that with you and stuff. Well,
yes.
as long as I have my coffee, I love the day.
There you go.
So, yeah, we have been doing this series. We're, you know, heading to this Friday that we've got some kind of cool things for
right.
this weekend that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
And do you want to kind of explain it kind of in a new way maybe of why we're doing this?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, if you keep up with the news, like we've talked about, there's all kinds of stuff that goes on. And just in life, if you haven't figured this out yet, we kind of live this very kind of stable life, but it's kind of artificial because at any moment something could happen or something
right.
could change or, you know, a mountain erupt. I mean, all kinds of crazy things could happen.
Go
so
figure on that one.
Exactly. So kind of our idea here is to help people not only kind of be spiritually prepared for when something happens, but to have some practical preparation and some physical preparation so that you don't have to worry as much about that. And kind of the old thing that people, you know, say, it's not, you know, if something's going to happen, it's
right.
when it's going to happen. So in other words, it's definitely going to happen at some point. So just make sure that you're prepared.
Right. It's really part of life. And we work really hard usually to stay away from crises
right.
or emergencies or whatever that looks like. But when you are prepared, then you can have confidence that you can get through.
Exactly.
And so what we're trying to do is, given the fact of where our world is at, that we're going to kind of give that confidence. And,
right.
and it always starts with where we're at with God. Because,
right.
you know, if you can understand that you're not alone, that God will stay with you, you're going to move through the experience in a lot different way. There's a calmness that
right.
that comes on us, and the worries and all of that, you know, we can just give that to God. And so in Hebrews 13, verses 5-6, this is one to put in your arsenal, if you
okay.
will, of emergency supplies. And it begins with, I will never fail you. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, God's saying, I'm not going to fail you.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to really decide, do I trust God in that?
Yeah.
I will never abandon you, meaning that you can turn around from everything and know that God is always with you. There's
right.
just never going to be a moment that God will leave you. Like, hey, I'm checking out, but I'll be right back. Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Now, I might do that to you, Joshua.
Right.
Or you,
yeah.
you have done that to
yeah.
me. And so that we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. I mean, there's the choice. There's the decision. Okay,
right.
I'm getting rid of that fear. I'm going to shift into the fact that I'm trusting God to be with me. And then it says, what can mere people do to me? And I love this kind of package,
yeah.
you know, and it's like, instead of taking out the Band-Aid box, you take out this promise and you
right,
say, okay,
right.
here we are, everybody, whoever you're with, you know, whatever people that you're with in the moment of emergency, God's
yeah.
with us.
Yeah.
God's not going to leave us, and that we can have confidence so we don't have to have this fear. Let's don't run on fear. Let's run on our faith.
Right.
And then let's make sure that we're prepared. So I know you have a good tip for us today, Joshua.
Yeah. So today's is kind of about communication. And, you know, in a lot of disasters, you're still going to have your cell phone.
Right.
Because they do have like backup power and some stuff at cell towers. So sometimes that's going to work. And so I always encourage people to get one of those kind of extra spare batteries
oh, okay.
that you can plug your cell phone in to charge it, because Just because the cell phones work, you may have exhausted your phone battery and right. you need to reconnect, get some information, find friends or family or do something. So number one, do that. Number two, in a situation where maybe, yeah, there is massive power failure or something, go ahead and take those numbers and write them down. Because I don't know about you, but I don't know people's numbers.
You are so right on that. Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to know everyone's number and you could dial it. But today we just put them in a cell phone and we don't know their numbers. So if something were to happen to my cell phone or it ran out of power, I would have no way.
So kind of have like maybe an emergency little booklet that you put in your pack.
So you can take it and put it on paper, copy it. And then, you know, you can even go as far as to laminate that. Put it in a wallet or a purse.
And
even in the packs, when any time I put paper in there, I really like to put it in a Ziploc bag or put it in something that's going to protect it from water. And then you can take this all the way to the level of also including some little radios. You can buy some radios at like a Walmart and use those for communications all the way up to people get, it's still around, the ham radio licenses.
All right.
Yeah, so you can actually get a ham radio license and get some equipment there, and then you can communicate really far, because kind of the saying in ham radio is, when all else fails, you know, the ham radio will still work. So you don't have to go to that level of extreme. And if you want to do it, but I would say at the basic, make sure that you have some backup power for your cell phone. Make sure that you have those numbers written down on paper and stored in a couple of places so that you're good to go should you not have those tools.
I love those and that communication part. And, you know, when we're communicating with God in that emergency, even just saying, God, I know you will never fail us.
Right.
I know that you will never leave us, and we have confidence in you.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.